Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
At 74 years old, pianist Rand Blake is a music legend known worldwide for his improv style. The Brookline-based musician and teacher has just released his 36th album. It's called Driftwoods. This track is Blake's spare interpretation of Strange Fruit, a classic made famous by Billie Holiday, one of his favorite singers. All of Blake's music is inspired by another passion, film noir, as WBUR's Andrea Shea found when she met this low-key musician.
As soon as I got to Rand Blake's basement apartment in Brookline, he said I just had to watch The Spiral Staircase. To understand his music, you need to understand his obsession with film noir. He's seen this one thousands of times and is quick to distinguish it as gothic noir.
It's not the L.A. drenched city streets with, I hope this doesn't sound sexist, with the blonde, the guy in the raincoat.
The Spiral Staircase hedges on horror with a creepy murder, shadows, and storms in a country mansion circa 1915. Blake first saw it as a kid in Springfield in the 1940s.
I never saw anything like this dark house, and to have the unknown behind a curtain.
And then there was the music. Sitting at his black grand piano, Blake plays his interpretation of the soundtrack with his eyes closed, as if he sees the spiral staircase on the insides of his eyelids. Making music is a cinematic experience for him, filled with images, he says. Memories, montages, flashbacks, scenes from films, from the news, and from his own life.
Rand is in many ways a kind of outsider.
That's Ben Ratliff, jazz critic for the New York Times. He says, outsider or not, the emotional purity of Blake's music has resonated with musicians for five decades.
He has a way of extracting the most lonely, melancholy, and introspective core of any song.
But while musicians connect with the soloist, Ratliff says there's a reason why Blake hasn't gone mainstream.
His music exudes, you know, solitude. And I think that music like that is very hard for people to cozy up to on a large scale.
As a kid, I didn't quite fit in jazz or classical or pop, so I got used to playing alone.
And playing his own way. Blake's musical palette tasted everything, classical, jazz, gospel. In 1960, Blake moved from Massachusetts to New York, and he swept floors at Atlantic Records, hoping to meet his musical heroes. And he did. Composer Gunther Schuller liked Blake's piano playing. At the time, Schuller was notorious for merging classical and jazz into a new genre called the third stream. Schuller took Blake on as a student, and in 1967, they moved to Boston and started the third stream department at the New England Conservatory, where Blake still teaches. What else? A semester-long class on his favorite noir film, The Spiral Staircase.
Now here, Roy Webb's music is terrific. It's pretty derivative at the beginning.
Blake loves to share his passion for music and film. He uses the Spiral Staircase to teach jazz and classical musicians how to improvise their own soundtracks. Twenty-one-year-old Hiram Lee is a classical violinist trained to always rely on sheet music. She says she never improvised anything before she took Rand Blake's class.
and to actually get good feedback and Rand actually pointing out some of the beautiful parts of it, it made me, you know, so happy. Like, I was ecstatic. Like, I went around telling all my friends because, you know, it's Rand Blake, first of all, and it's not even my genre.
This is 20-year-old student Brandon Lopez on jazz guitar.
He's a brilliant dude. He's almost like this kind of Beethoven figure in jazz, which is incredible. You know?
Lopez says he took this class to learn about Rand Blake as a person and to see how he operates. Blake does that under the radar. After class or a concert, he heads home to his Brookline apartment, dims the lights, and communes with the noir movies that have inspired him his whole life. For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.